Guelph today received the following letter from Don Rusk regarding the Freedom Convoy. My father was a veteran of World War II. When I asked him what he did in the war, he simply said, "I did my part. A common enemy was defeated. The rights and freedoms of Canadians were preserved because ordinary people knew that sometimes the greater good of society takes precedence over the personal comforts and freedoms of individuals. It was never a question of agreeing with the war. Many did not." I applaud Olivia Stronk for her letter regarding the trucker protest. She is correct. A minority group of people have chosen to place their individual rights over the greater good. They are selfish. If you are dancing on the tomb of the unknown soldier or waving a Nazi flag in public in any context, you deserve no respect. Sharon Findlay is correct in her letter when she says, the COVID-19 pandemic has divided and alienated Canadians. Families and communities ripped apart by division and fear on all sides. While she seems to acknowledge that COVID-19 is the common enemy, she does not even attempt to discuss how she thinks it could be defeated. Ideally, a pandemic should be treated solely as a public health issue. Unfortunately, because public health policies come from governments and because they involve international borders, they are politicized. Making it more political with the protest is an attempt, knowingly or not, to make the policies less about public health. Sharon Findlay states that Trudeau commits a strategic error in assuming that just because a majority of truckers have taken the vaccines, they agree with his policies. Do they? Or are they just unselfish enough and intelligent enough to realize that for the greater good, we should cooperate with public health measures until we get through this? Don Rusk.